Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Menachot Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet, towards the bottom of the Amud. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ketava Igeret Psula. If you wrote a Sefer Torah like an Igeret, actually a mezuzah like an Igeret, meaning a very thin piece, then psula. My time achak tivaktiva mi sefer, because it says uchtavtam, and it says kitfulacham etashira hazot, to write a sefer Torah. Yoram or Shmuel tfa'abim akel psula. If you take a mezuzah and hang it up in the air instead of putting it in the doorpost, hang it up from a stick, psula. My time resharacha bayin, because it has to be in your gates. Now, tanya mehachi tfa'abim akel o shihnicha acharadel, if you put it back of the door, sakanav in ba mitzvah. It's dangerous, in this case dangerous because you could hit yourself on it, and you haven't done any mitzvah. Shmag munba zamal chayosin pundokotehen kain. They used to set up in their own pundakaot, meaning their inns, that they would stay at. They would set it up like that, zechel mezuzah, because there's no chiyuv mezuzah, because they only stayed there for a night. But as a zechel mezuzah, they would hang one up in the air. V'yuram Shmuel, mitzvah l'nicha betoch chalosh al petach. Mitzvah is to put it on the inside of the doorway. Hapshita b'sharecha marachmana. That's obvious. So k'dar chamena hoev amarav mitzvah l'nicha. Since Rava said you should put it on the tefach that's towards the outside, I might think that the further it is away from the middle, the better it is. It should be really in the middle of the doorway. If you wrote it on two columns, psula, it has to be on one column. We have a brayta that says if you wrote it on two columns and put it in two different containers or doorpost pieces, psula, implying habasaf echad kshira, that if you, even though they're two dapim, but you put them in one area, in one location, hence kasher. The answer is ruyal l'shnei sipin kamar. What it meant was, if you write it on two dapim, that means theoretically it could be put in two different places, and it's pasul. If you know, mashvua mezuzah, halech achar heker tzir. When it comes to mezuzah, you follow the lead of the hinge. What does that mean? Maya heker tzir. Va'ada avkata, meaning the whole of the hinge. Hechidam, that's the case. Pitcha devein trei bati. If you have a doorway that goes between two houses, or ben begavri devein ashi, or between the men's section and the women's section, in which case, neither one is more of an entrance than the other, so where do you go? You follow the hinge, that becomes the right side. Reshkaluta bana beta. He built a house. Amarle, the Rav Nachman, told his son-in-law, Rav Nachman, kvali mezuzta, put a mezuzah. Rav Nachman, tali dasha bereisha. First put the door up, then we'll put the mezuzah. Has to be in that order. We'll see something more about that in a little bit. If you made the mezuzah like a neger, which is like a bolt, psula. Most of you shown him agree what that means is if you put the mezuzah lying down like a bolt. Famously, Rabbi Natan reads the exact opposite. Straight up, and therefore Ashkenazim or Makpi to try to follow both opinions by having be on a slant. Sfaradim, of course, put it straight up and down, saying that that's what's not a neger. V'akiyatar Yitzchak v'Yosef markulu mezuzta devei Rabbi kamin neger havu avidan. He brought two testimonies about mezuzah in Rebbe's house. One was that all of them were made like a neger, like a bolt, and the other one was that the doorway that Rebbe used to go to the Beit Midrash didn't have mezuzah. We'll go back to that in a minute. If you make it straight in, flat, then it's not a problem. But if you, on the other hand, you make it like an ankle, meaning you put it in and then slide it up, so it's kind of like an L, then it's okay, and that's what they had to be Rebbe. Now, the other question about Rebbe's entrance to the Beit Midrash, not having mezuzah, Ravuna's entrance into the Beit Midrash had a mezuzah, so why didn't Rebbe's? Hahu ragil have? The answer is that was an entrance that a lot of people used. You have to look for normal usage. In Rebbe's case, nobody else went in but him, and so therefore it was not called a regular use. Shmuel says you should put it at the beginning of the top third, which would mean two thirds from the bottom, one third from the top. The whole doorway is kosher l'mezuzah except for the bottom and top tefach. Again, Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says exactly that. Rabbi Yossi, Kshatem Uchtavtam, he compares it to tefillin. Mak Shira Begova, just like Shira is in the top of the hand. Av Ktiva Begova, similarly, writing should be up on top. So now, Bishlam Amar Rav Huna, I understand Rav Huna who said the whole doorway is good. He's simply adopting Rabbi Yehuda's position. But Shmuel's position that says a beginning of the top third, he's not following either Lo Rav Huna Lo Rabbi Yosi. So Amar Rav Huna, Breidu Natan Li Olam Rabbi Yosi. He's holding like Rabbi Yosi, who said upper part. Shmuel, when he said Chilat Shlish Alyon, means that's the furthest down you could have it. So Achikam and Akorah Shomali Yoter Mishlish, but it could go further up because it should be on the top part, like Kshirat Tefillin. Now, Marava Mitzvah, this we saw earlier. Mitzvah Nichavat Tevach Hasamuch L'Shut Rabim. Mitzvah is to put the mezuzah out towards Rishut Rabim. My time was the reason. Rabbanan Amri Kedeshi Pagam Mezuzah Miad, so that when you come home, the first thing you'll encounter will be the mezuzah. Rabbi Chanina Misur Amar Omer Echad Tinteret should watch you, and the watching of the mezuzah is from whatever point it is on inwards. So you want to have as far out as possible. Tinteret, big machlok about what that means. We'll see a little bit more about it in the Gemara. Amar Chanina Bo Reishalok Minat Avgodesh Baruch Minat Pasav Adam. Look how different God is than a person. Pasav Adam Melech Hashem Yifrim Amar Shamim Oto Machutz. With a person, the king sits inside, and he has guards around watching him. Midat Avgodesh Baruch Hu Enukain, but Avgodesh Baruch Hu is not like that. Rather, Abadav Yashim Yifrim, his servants are inside of Mishamim Machutz. He watches them from the outside. Shemar Adonai Shemrach Adonai Tzelchal Yadim Minacha. God watches you from around. And that's the mezuzah. Dash of Yosef, Rei Rava, Mishmei de Rava, I quote Rava, Hamikla Tefach Psula, if you dug into the doorway, a Tefach deep, and put the mezuzah in, it's Pasul. Zalei Masayele, perhaps we get support for that from this, Hanicha, Bepatzin, Oshetala, Ale, Mabain, if you put it into the hinge, or you patched it over, that's Tala with a Tet, a sort of some more material, Im Yesham Tefach Tzerich Mezuzah Acheret, if there's a Tefach deep, where it's buried, then you need another mezuzah, Im Avon Tzerich Mezuzah Acheret, you don't need it. So that seems to support this idea of the tefach. And the answer is, that's talking about a doorway that's in back of the door. If you put it behind the door, if it's within a tefach of where the mezuzah should be, it's okay. And if not, so we already have that mentioned. The answer is, in other words, the two clauses are the same, and one is explaining the other. If you put a cover on the doorpost, of sticks, chotech shofer d'minicha, you cut away and you put the mezuzah into it. That's only if you first put it up and then you dig and put the mezuzah in. Chatach v'nech lasof amid, but if you took this new cover you're going to put in and put the mezuzah into it and then put it up, sula, why? Ta'aseh v'lo menasui. Now, the Torah never says ta'aseh mezuzah, but we're taking the general principle that a mitzvah has to be put into place, not already in place, and then the place be moved. Kind of like digging into a pile of wheat and creating a sukkah, inadvertently. Remember, Rav Hani Pitchi Shimoi Patur Minam Zuzah. He says, Shimoi openings are Patur Minam Zuzah. What are they? My Pitchi Shimoi. Pligar Rav Yichumi V'Abba Yosef, Machlok and Amoraim. Chanamar Delet Lu Tikra. If they have no roof, so there's doors with no roof. Chanamar Delet Lu Shakufe. They have a roof, but they have no doors. Like a portico. Portico's patur, because it has no doorposts. But if it had doorposts, it'd be chayav. Whatever doorposts they would have would not be for doors; they'd be for holding up the roof. So what he meant was that even if the achsadra has doorposts, because they're only there to strengthen the roof. Now, Amar Abaye chazino lula ispelidi veimar dilu ptsime velate lahu mezuzta. I saw that the portico of Beimar, of Rabbah, has these doorposts, and there's no mezuzah. So, Kasav al-Chizuk Tikru Davidi, it must be that he holds that it was there to strengthen the roof, and therefore there's no mezuzah. Meitavei, Beit Sha'ar, Achsadra Umer Peset, so a gatehouse, a portico, and a porch, Chayvim mezuzah. And the answer is, Achsadra Devei Rav, that's Achsadra Devei Rav, that has doors that go up almost to the roof. It's like a regular room. That's no Kiddush. Achsadarumita must be talking about these Roman kind of porticos, again, which are somewhat open. So this Behar Ziki, whatever it is, needs two mezuzot. My Behar Ziki, what is that? A guardhouse or a gatehouse that opens on one side of the chatzer, and the houses go into the Beit Shar. So it's like a go-through. So it needs two mezuzot, one for this direction, one for that direction. Tanu Rabbanan Beit Shar Patuach Legina Ulikitonit. If you have a Beit Shar that opens on one side to the garden, and on the other side to a small room. Rabbi Yosi may don't kikitonit. We look at it as connected to the small room. Chayav. I mean, the other Beit Shar, no, it's like a gateway to the garden and patur. And what does that mean? Rabbi Shmuel, the Ritavayu, Migina Levai, Kuliamalo Pligina Chayav. Everybody agrees that the entrance into the house needs a mezuzah. My time. Oh, why? Be the bayati. That's going into the house. Kipligi, mi bayat ligina. They disagree about going from the house out to the garden. Mar Sarakitonit Ikar, Rav Yossi says that the main thing is the room that you're coming from, and therefore you need two mezuzot. Sarakina Ikar, and Chacham say no, the garden is the main thing, therefore it doesn't need a second mezuzah. Now Rav Yosef Dor Tavayu, they disagree. They said, Mait Ligina to Kuliam Alo Pligina Patur. Everybody agrees that going to the garden is Patur. Why? Because Pitcha de Ginahu. That's the opening to a garden. Kipligi Ginahu Abayit. Their disagreement is the first one, whether they need one at all. Mar Sarabia de Bayetu. Going from the garden into the house is essentially going to the house. Omar Savra, Kula Adai to the Ginahu Davida. The whole thing is done for the Gina. And therefore you're Patur. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef would say it needs one mezuzah. Chacham would say it would need none. Abai Varava Abdi Karaba of Yosef. They did the Kula. Rashi Abid Karaba Shmuel Lechumra. He did like Rabbi Shmuel Lechumra, which means he put two on. Rabbi Shmuel Lechumra, that's the halacha. Okay, Itmar Lula Patuach min Habayit L'Aliyah. If you have a skyway that's open from the house to the upper story, so imagine us a ladder that goes from the bottom of the house up into the second story, and then there's a structure there. So when you go up, you go into the structure and go out of the structure into the second story. It's like made to protect so people wouldn't fall through the hole, or things wouldn't fall through the hole. So now, Amar Avuna, im yesh lo petach achat, if it's what, one door out, chayav mezuzah achat. Yesh lo shnei petachim, chayav mezuzah achat. If there's two doors out, and you can go this way, you can go that way, out into the second floor, and he's two mezuzot. Papa shmamin Amar Avuna, so we infer the following. Ha indruna di'id le'arba babi, if you have a room that has four entrances, chayav mezuzot, it needs four mezuzot. That's a no-brainer. Even though only one of them is regularly used, all four need. Amar Meimar, which seems to go against what we learned about Rebbe in the Beit Midrash earlier. Hai pitcha de akrana chayv mezuzah. A petach that's at the corner of the house is chayv mezuzah. Ravashil Meimar, v'hal leit leit p'simim, but it doesn't have any doorways, doorposts. Amar lei ade p'tzime. The walls are the doorposts that you cut away. Papi Iklime, imagine a corner of a house that gets cut. So you have this diagonal door. That's what we're talking about. Papa Iko Veram Shmuel Chaza Hum Pitcha De Loha Vele Ela Patsim Achad Bismola. He saw a doorway that only had a doorpost on the left side. Vavido Mezuzah, and they had a mezuzah there. I'm like, come on, Rameir. He said, who are you following, Rameir? We'll see that in a minute. Amar Dam Rameir. I mean, Rameir's position would only be if there was one on the right. Swami Amar. He wouldn't say it on the left. Mahi. So let's get the background. Meaning the way you come in. Beitcha, allusion to biatecha, the way you come in. It's on the left side. What are we getting from that? But derech biatecha minayimin, meaning the way you come in, which is from the right. When you lift your feet, the first one you lift is your right foot. Okay. Shomer Acha, come here, Papa, Mishmei Durava, Barula, Miha, Amar, Mihacha. He has a different source, which is the Pasuk about Yehoyada. This is the Haftorah and Pashat Shkalim. Ach Yehoyada, Hakoin Aronachad, Ekov Chorvedalto. He took this box and he made a hole in it. Tenoto Eitzel Mizbeach, Miyamin Mivo Ish Beit Adonai. Put it on the right side of the Mizbeach on the way people would come in to Beit Hashem. That's where they put all the money. This is for the collection. But the idea is you see that people walk in on the right side. My Rameir, so now what's Rameir's contribution? It's tiny bite chain, though, Ella Patsimachad, Rameir Chayim Zuzah, Chayim Potrin. Of Machloka, Rameir Chachamim, whether or not one doorpost makes the doorway Chayav. So my time in Rabbana, why do Rabbana say it's not? Mezuzotiv, because there's Mezuzot in the plural. My time in Rameir, the tiny Mezuzot, because in the first time it says Mezuzot in Parshat Aviahavta, Shamea Nimiut Mezuzot Shtaim, I know that you need at least two. Kshuomer Mezuzot per Parsha Shniah, when it says Mezuzot in the Parsha Vayem Shemua, I don't need it. Haviribu Echaribui, it's a ribu Echaribui, then ribu Echaribui Elamait. It's actually limiting it down to, Beatakotu, Lizmuzachat, that you only need one Mezuzat. Now, that's the Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel's take on how we know that one mezuzah is enough. Bekiva Omer not tzuricha. Bekiva agrees, but for a different reason. Shomer al hamashkof yal shdem mezuzot. You put the dama pesach on the lintels and on the two mezuzot. Shetamal lomar shtei. You don't have to say shtei. Just say v'al hamezuzot. That's two. Tomar shtei. Why did I say two? Zebanaav. It's setting up a pattern. Kol makom shnemar mezuzot. Einu elosh achat. Mezuzot always means one. Achivet lacha kedub shtayim. Until it tells you two. Like here. And therefore we know, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva agree, that mezuzah applies when there's only one doorpost. Tanu Rabbanan uchtav tam, yachol yichtivan alvanim. I might think that you should write the mezuzah right on the stones, meaning write the ketav on the stones. Nemar kan ktiva, v'nemar lahalang ktiva. Torah, it says ktiva here, and it says ktiva on a sefer Torah. Lana sefer, v'kana la sefer, so here it has to be on a parchment. O kalech l'derech zu, try this one. Mar kan ktiva, v'nemar lahalang ktiva. It says ktiva about the avanim. Maybe here it's on the rocks. Let's see whether mezuzah is more similar to the mizbeach and harival or to skivat sefer Torah. Danik tivano again the dorot. Tivano again the dorot. Danik tivano again the dorot. Tivash ain't no again the dorot. Mezuzah and sefer Torah perennial mitzvot. Harival was a one-time thing. So therefore, chamosh and emar lalan vayomar lehem baruch and pivi kra elai. Tazvayim ha'el v'nikotev al sefer b'jo. Baruch is talking about himself being the stenographer for Yirmiyahu. Amar Lev Achab Reid Rav Lavashi. Achman Amar Al Mezuzot. The Torah says write it on the doorpost. And write Elektiv Aktivat. You're trying to learn a Gzereshava to say it's different? Amar Kra Uchtav Tam. He said the answer was the Torah says Uchtav Tam, meaning Ktivat Tamah. You have to write a perfect writing. V'hadar Al Mezuzot. First you write it, then put it on Mezuzot. Chari Elektiv Uchtav Tam Hai Gzereshava Lamali. So now what do I need the Gzerav Ktivat Ktivat for? Because then I would have thought, write it on rocks, and then put the rocks on the door, on the lintel. Kamash Balan, that you write it on parchment. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We've ended the study of the sugya of mezuzah. We'll begin our study of the sugya of tefillin, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.